The Mishnah, the top of Daf Tesvav and Aleph, says the Tikra Sheinalai Ma'aziva, if you have a Tikra which does not have Ma'aziva, is a Machlekes Bishamei Beis Hillel, another Tanaim, what exactly you do to make it a Kasher Sukkah, whether you're Neitel Achas Mimentayim, Mimfakvik, Bechulei Ayin Sham. So what does it mean Ma'aziva? Tikra does not have Ma'aziva. Rashi says Ma'aziva is Ritzpas Tit. It's a Ritzpah of Tit, some type of Tit that they use to connect the panels together. And Rashi says, "V'daimila b'mikra b'sefer Ezra." You find this in the pasuk in Sefer Ezra, where it says, "V'yazavus Yerushalayim ad ha'chaima." They were mazav Yerushalayim to l'chaima, which means they malu mitaycha afar. They filled it with afar l'hachzik ha'chaima to machzik the wall. So that's how Rashi explains what mazeva is. I'll be this pasuk in Nehemiah. The pella is that, pasuk in Ezra. The pella is, as I just said, that this pasuk that Rashi quotes when he says "mikra hu b'sefer Ezra" is really not a pasuk in Sefer Ezra. It's a pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah. Nehemiah. Capital Gimel. So why does Rashi quote it and call it B'Sefer Ezra if it's really a pasuk in Nehemiah? And the truth is, we find this kasha earlier. If you look earlier in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes this pasuk of Tzu Hahar Bevi Alei Zayis Alei Etz Shemen Alei Hadas Alei Tmarim to show you what is kasha for Schach. So Rashi says pasuk Uve Ezra. It's pasuk Uve Sefer Ezra. Tzu Hahar is a pasuk in Ezra. And over here also, it's not a pasuk in Ezra. It's a pasuk in Nehemiah Perek Ches. And the same question: why does Rashi quote it as a pasuk in Ezra, if it's really a pasuk in Nehemiah? Now, over there in Daf Yud Beis, Rabbi Kivega and Gilan Yashas says, "Amen on this." He says, "Why does Rashi call it Sefer Ezra if it's really in Nehemiah?" And he brings a whole slew of places in Rashi where Rashi does this. Again, he quotes Pesukim in Sefer Nehemiah and he calls it Sefer Ezra. Rashi in Chumash, Rashi in Beya, other Rashis. The Gemara itself does it on Daf Lamed Zayin and Sukkah. It's interesting why Rabbi Kivega does not quote this Rashi over here, but he quotes a bunch of Rashis where Rashi does refer to Sefer Nehemiah, Sefer Ezra, and the question is why? Why does he do that? And the answer is that Alpiya Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Gemara Bay is where the Gemara asks the Kasha. It says, "Michti kol mili de Ezra Nehemiah ben Chachatliya Amrinu." All the things in Ezra and Sefer Ezra are really said by Nehemiah. Rashi says they're most, not all. So Im Kain, why is it Taka called Sefer Ezra, not Sefer? Why is it called Sefer Ezra, not Sefer Nehemiah? And the Gemara answers that there is a certain taina on something Nehemiah said, and because of that, he was not zeicher that his Sefer was nikkal al Shemai. Instead, it was called al Shem Ezra. That's the reason. So that's why Rashi always refers to these psukim in Sefer Nehemiah, Sefer Ezra, because of there was a diktuk on Nehemiah for something that he did. Therefore, his Sefer was not nikkal al Shemai. We refer to it as Sefer Ezra, not as Sefer Nehemiah. Adkan Devar Rabbi Kivega, and that lechur would be the Pshat and Rashi over here. He quotes this pasuk in Nehemiah, but he calls it Mikra B'Sefer Ezra. I'll pee that Gemara in Sanhedrin that we call Sefer Nehemiah Ezra because of taina on something that Nehemiah said. Now the Pella is, lechur is Badami and Rabbi Kivega, that the truth is that Alpi Chazal, there are no two Svarim. Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah is all one big Sefer, and it was all called Sefer Ezra. So by Chazal, the whole thing was called Sefer Ezra. This that it's split into two when we have Sefer Ezra, Sefer Nehemiah, that's something that was invented by the printers, by the Geisha printers. They split it up into two, like we find the other Shinuim that they made. That's something very recent that happened by the Geisha printers. But according to Chazal, the whole Sefer is called Sefer Ezra. So why is it a Kasha B'chlan and Rashi that he quotes his Psukim and Nehemiah and calls it Sefer Ezra? It is really Sefer Ezra. That's the real name of the Sefer. That's what Rashi should be quoting. This that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, why is Sefer Ezra called Sefer Ezra, not Sefer Nehemiah, if most of it was said by Nehemiah? The Gemara is asking on the totality, the whole Sefer, the whole Ezra and Nehemiah together was said by Nehemiah, so the whole thing should be called Sefer Nehemiah. Why do we call the whole thing Sefer Ezra? That's like the Gemara, because there was a tain on Nehemiah, so we call the whole thing Ezra. But it's not referring to the second Chelik, which is Nehemiah, more than Ezra, it's referring to the whole Sefer. But Lamaisa, when you quote a pasuk from what we call today Nehemiah, really should be called Ezra, because it really is Sefer Ezra Pi Chazal. This will be split into two and call it Nehemiah. That is an invention of the Gaim. So it's hard to hear what exactly Rabbi Kivega's Kasha was and how is he answering Al Pi Da Gemara and Sanhedrin, if really Al Pi Chazal, the whole thing is really called Sefer Ezra. So that's a Haran Rabbi Kivega. But I just want to be Messiah with a Davar Nifla that the Chida says in the Pesach Enayim in Sanhedrin, and that Gemara over there, the Chida says, Lamaisa, it's an interesting thing that we find that today, meaning in the days of Chazal viewed the whole thing as one Sefer. It was Sefer Ezra. There was no Sefer Nehemiah. But today, we do have Sefer, and the Gemara says, because it was a Taina, Nehemiah wasn't Zeicher that his Sefer should be Nikkal Shmai. Lamaisa, today, we do call it Sefer Nehemiah. So we're sort of changing from the way it was in the days of the Gemara. Why is that? So it's true it happened through the Gayim and the printers, but why would Hashkacha be Mesava such a thing? Zok the Chida, that the reason is because whatever taina there was on the Nehemiah for something that he said, that Chet Mestamu was Masukin already, and got its Tikkun by the time the print was invented. Mela, from that time on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Sefer Nechemiah to be Nikra al Shmai because his chet was Mesukin. And Itaka brings down from the Mari Suruk, B'Shem the Ramami Pano, who says that Rabbi Gamliel was a Gilgal of Nechemiah. And when Gamliel was Avram Minisiyusa, when they stopped them, they remember him from being the Nasi, as the whole Ma'aseh in the Gemara Brachas, that was a tikkun for the chet of the for the taina that happened with Nechemiah. So Memela, over history, Nechemiah's diktuk, whatever he did, came lidei tikkun. Once it came lidei tikkun, now the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesabev the hashkacha that the Sefer Nechemiah could be Nikra al Shmai, and that's why nowadays we talk to refer to it as the Sefer Ezra and Sefer Nechemiah, because the chet was mesukin, the chet was mushlam, and he's talking roi to have his Sefer be Nikra al Shmai.